This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby. When was the last time you read a book? Not for work, not a kid's bedtime story, but a real, honest-to-goodness book, just for the pleasure of reading. If you need to look at a calendar to answer that question, don't worry, you're not alone. A recent survey says one of every four Americans haven't cracked a spine in more than a year. And yet the number of books being published is going up, a fact that has Colin Robinson up in arms. Robinson is co-founder of the New York-based indie publisher Or Books. He recently wrote an article for The Guardian proposing that writers, all of them, should take a year-long sabbatical. Colin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks very much.
So in your article, you provide a really staggering statistic that in 2012 alone, 1.8 million new titles were published, and that's an increase of 500,000 in just 3 years. So tell me, as a publisher, as an editor, how do you handle that volume of work?
Well, it's very difficult. We have on our website that we don't accept unsolicited manuscripts. We only want to publish books that have been recommended to us, but they keep on coming every day. We get manuscripts arriving often from writers saying, if you don't like this one, I've got another two or three that maybe you'd like to have a look at that might do instead. And it's very difficult just to cope with it.
In your opinion, what kind of people are writing books that never used to before?
I think there's a number of factors. First of all, elderly people, they retire, and so they settle down to it and churn out whatever it is that they want to write about. Often it's memoir. And then they bring the self-confidence to the feeling that they should be published that they had to their success professionally in their previous career. I have to say often that self-confidence is misplaced because it's not easy to be a good writer. Most people can't do it. When you look at books by people who can't write at all, celebrities who've got a story about their stardom to tell, they're not writers. People look at that and think, well, you know, if that pop star or movie star or cook or a fashion diva can write a book, well, so can I.
I think that the publishing industry has at times been accused of being a bit snotty. And of course, your article could easily fit in with that image if you take it a certain way. What would you say to listeners who might be happy to see the line between good and, you know, bad or mediocre literature blurred somewhat?
I do think that there needs to be gatekeepers standing between readers and writers. I think that is the role of publishers traditionally. And I think it's an important one. I think people become overwhelmed by the choice which is available to them. People are retreating either into what's safe in terms of being a big blockbuster, you know, the Stephanie Meyer, 50 Shades of Grey, Harry Potter kind of book, or they're going the other way. They're retreating into very specialist books, you know, how to maintain your motorcycle exhaust system, which are read by tiny numbers of people. So you get a huge number of people reading the same few books at one end, and vast numbers of books being read by tiny numbers of people at the other end. And the middle ground, what's called in publishing the midlist, which I think is the only interesting area of publishing, where small books can become large books, where there's a kind of mobility of titles, is drying up. So I think if there were less books and better written books, the industry and the culture would be a better place.
Now, what role do you think booksellers, especially the big ones like Amazon, play in the overabundance of reading material?
They're the opposite of a good independent bookseller who brings some judgment to what they're selling. Independent booksellers are well known for what's called hand selling, where a customer comes into the shop and they know the customer, they know the books, and they will recommend a book they think that customer will like. Amazon basically takes the attitude that they will sell anything. Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, has said that they want to sell the good, the bad, and the ugly. They're very happy to do that.
Well, don't you think the publishing industry also has a role to play? I sort of wondered after I read the article, what if writers keep writing, but publishers decide to take a year off from doing their jobs?
Yeah, well, you're completely right about that. They do. I mean, I'm not defending the behavior of the publishing industry at all. At All Books, when we set up the company 3 years ago, we decided that we were going to do very few books. We only do one or two a month. There are two of us editing for the list, and it means that we can be involved at a very detailed level with every book that we publish with great care. And I wish more publishers would take that attitude. It isn't helping the publishing industry or readers for so many books to be being put out.
Colin Robinson is co-founder of the New York-based independent publisher OR Books. Colin, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
We have a link to his article that appeared in The Guardian, Writers Should Take a Year Off and Give Us All a Break, at wordofmouthradio.org. While you're there, tell us what you think. Any authors you'd like to see go on sabbatical? How about genres? Sick of memoirs, young adult trilogies, or do you think the whole concept is a bit snobby? Send us your thoughts on our Facebook page or on Twitter. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Join us again this Saturday at noon for more stories told best by word of mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Bill Berry,
and Zach Nugent.
Our intern is
James Pouliot.
Digital support from Rebecca Lavoie
and Sarah Plord.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters. To subscribe to our podcasts and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Thank you.